Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, be encouraged. The Lord is with us. The Lord is in us. And that there is big time hope. But I do want to say this morning, you know, I don't know if y'all heard about it or not, but the West Nile virus that's taking place right now, the CDC reported that now there's over 1,100 cases of the West Nile virus just through August, just through August, and 41 deaths.
Wow.
The Center for Disease Control said Wednesday, this is shaping up to be the worst year ever for the West Nile virus infection and deaths in the U.S. that's taking place because of it. You know, we want to pray for those, the 1,100 that have been affected. We want to pray for those who are, you know, suffering right now, that God can heal them and, you know, deliver them. And, you know, he can turn this around.
Right.
But I know John Paul Jackson spoke about, you know, that there would be a plague. You know, there'd be a small plague and there'd be a bigger plague. And it looks like maybe West Nile might be part of that. It might be part of this particular situation. So we want to pray for them. We want to pray that that God would turn this. You know, remember, God's desire is that everybody would be not be sick, to be healed, and that we would turn to God. So we want to believe that God would turn, heal us, stop this plague, stop this West Nile virus, this transfer, you know, by mosquitoes. It's pretty prevalent in Texas. And some of the things they talk about, just to encourage you, and we'll make this available on the VFN Torch for you, even the article that I just read, will make that available as well. Here's some things that you can do, some tips to be able to prevent, you know, possible infection of the West Nile virus, which is when a mosquito comes to you and, and draws blood out of your body, they can transfer, you know, whatever they have, that virus. And the first thing is, you know, pray, you know, ask God's protection. But, you know, this is some of the things. Remove standing water to stop mosquitoes from multiplying. You know, mosquitoes multiply, or they lay eggs in still water, not moving water. So if you have like a tire or a 5-gallon bucket or an old dog dish or, you know, something in your yard, a little puddle or a bird bath or something that's just sitting there with water in it, that can breed the West Nile virus. It can breed. So you want to, you know, keep that standing water gone. You want to drain water from garbage cans, house gutters, buckets, pool covers, coolers, toys, flower pots. You know, also you want to discard old tires, drums, bottles, cans. It doesn't take much water to be able to do that. I'm reading this. We're going to make this available also on the VFN Torch. You know, empty and clean bird baths and pet water bowls, and protect your boats and vehicles from rain gathering up. But the big thing is puddling up. When water puddles up, it seems, that's going to be your problem. It puddles up and, you know, mosquitoes, you know, start laying eggs. They'll float over water. They'll lay their eggs in the water and they'll hatch in the water. You want to cover your skin with some sort of clothing or repellent. You know, they talk about the different kind of things that you can do that with. Cover your doors and windows with screens to keep, you know, mosquitoes from coming in. Repair broken screens, or, you know, maybe there's a hole in your screen or something of that nature. And we were going to put some things up about DEET, you know, DEET, and what they're saying about it, and being able to put that on. But products with concentrations up to 30% DEET are generally recommended, they say. You know, and you can find out more about this on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and prepare yourself. You know, pray about it. Pray protection over your community. Pray protection over your family. You know, pray protection over your home. And then do, you know, I always say, you know, like what my brother Ken would always say is take two aspirins and pray, you know, do something spiritually and also do something naturally, you know, do them both, you know, and just believe God, you know, wisdom does prevail in the end, you know,
absolutely.
If the mosquito can't get to you, it can't bite you. You know, it can't, doesn't bite you anyway, but it sticks this little thing and, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. And does all that kind of stuff. Well, but just be prepared. Pray for these families. I'm at 1,100.
That's a lot.
1,100 cases of West Nile virus reported through August. Mm. You know, we're just getting started because there wasn't a cold window. That winter, they didn't freeze. Mm-hmm. And it's like pestilence. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Based on what John Paul Jackson talked about, you know, he's a prophet with Streams Ministries back in 2008 and 2010, he began to prophesy. And one thing he said about this is that, you know, how bad will this get? That was the question. How bad will these things get? We're seeing all these different things taking place. Well, it will be bad up until the point that we repent.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So it can stop. Minimum force necessary. If you haven't yet gone to the VFN Torch and listened to or your highlights on your phone application, you know, minimum force necessary, you know, that, you know, God wants us to repent. And so let's just repent. I mean, look what can happen. Look at the drought that's taking place. You know, there's a drought, right, in the middle, and it's the worst ever. They're saying now that you can even see this particular article on your VFN TV app, also on the Torch, about they're saying water's more precious than gold. I mean, whoever thunk that? You know, water's more precious than gold. But, you know, God told us that.
He sure did.
You know, God, remember flipping that coin?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, God told us that would take place, mm-hmm. And you could be prepared. And I want to encourage you too that not only that, so that the answer is not to just look and think, oh my goodness, this is so bad. Realize, no, we've been bad as a people. We've turned away from God's way, but we can turn back to God, not to religion. Go to the Word of God. Read the Bible for yourself, the Holy Bible for yourself. Read the Word of God and spend time with God. Abide with Him and turn back to Him fully yourself. And God will begin to speak to you. He says, hear what my spirit says to the churches and abide with him, and he will. And also you can go to VFN TV. I mean, we have prophetic precept upon precept words to be able to share with you what's going on, why it's going on, what does God say about it? You know, is America under judgment? If it is, what do we do? And what is God looking for? And what does justice really mean? Does justice mean I get destroyed? Or does justice mean what God did on the cross with Jesus and that I will be destroyed if I don't turn to Jesus. Mm-hmm. But if I turn to Jesus, he takes the justice that was due me on himself. And it just magnifies the awesomeness of Jesus. It just magnifies how awesome he is and what he did on the cross. And no more will people put aside what God did through his son to pay the price for us. Because God is just, and he's the one that justifies. But he served justice on his son so that he could be in relationship with you. But if you skip his son, if you skip the cross and say you got a relationship with God, that's just like some myth. That's just some, you know, Jesus said this, any other way other than him is a thief and a robber.
Right.
And so the only way to God to survive, I mean, you can get to God and die in his presence because of refusing to take yourself to the cross and seek the doorway, which is Jesus Christ, and his very presence will judge sin, and justice will be served on you. But if you say, you know what, I can't do this thing outside of Jesus Christ, I accept your way, God, to you, and it's through Jesus Christ, and he goes, I accept that. I accept that. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, with that, I just want to encourage you this morning that even though we're sharing these things that are going on, and there's going to be a lot more if we don't turn. There's going to be a lot more taking place if we don't turn fully back to God. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.